Welcome to another episode of the Alter Your Health podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. If this is your first time listening, hello and welcome. We value your time and energy and hope you receive a lot from tuning in. As a listener-supported show, we rely on you to help us grow. We'd be so grateful if you share the show or a favorite episode with a friend or fellow health seeker. Living a healthy and nourishing life doesn't always come easily, especially in today's crazy world. But that's why we're here, doing what we love, hopefully helping you along with information and inspiration that fuels your health pursuits. If you're looking for more support, consider subscribing to the monthly meal guide membership. Just $11 per month gets you access to a weekly meal guide filled with healing and delicious whole food plant-based recipes, along with invitations to our regularly scheduled support calls where we can connect, answer questions, and keep the good vibes flowing in our healthy lives. You can learn more at www.alter.health/meal-guides. And if you're looking for more in-depth support, check out our other services. We offer both one-on-one consulting as well as educational programs. All of our current offerings are listed at www.alter.health. Our ultimate goal is to empower you to heal yourself. Keeping with that theme, let's dive into today's show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Medicinal Monday episode. I'm Dr. Susanna Alter.
And I'm Dr. Benjamin.
And we're both naturopathic doctors who support individuals in reversing disease and reclaiming optimal health through whole food, plant-based nutrition, and mind-body medicine.
So today we're talking about stress, and to be quite honest, we chose this topic this week because we find it very, very important, and it is so often overlooked. People say, oh yeah, stress, you gotta mind stress, you gotta manage your stress, you gotta deal with your stress, and oh, life is so stressful, and oh, stress is so bad for your health, and oh, all this stuff, we know it, but we're going to kind of unpack this huge topic of stress a little bit, but do it as best we can briefly
this week. We have a lot of previous episodes on our podcast on the topic of mindset and stress, but it's been a really long time since we've had one.
And we've been stressing a lot between the last time and now, so we've experienced the stress thing, as have you, right?
Yes. Also, our group, which we are streaming this live in right now, is the plant-based and stress-free group. We have this tendency to focus more on the plant-based aspect of it and less on the stress-free aspect. So here we are. Here we are representing the stress-free component of this plant-based and stress-free community here.
By the way, if you're not already a member in the community, in the plant-based and stress-free community, you can head on over to the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/alterhealth, and that's how you can find us. Stress. And we're talking about ascending through stress. That was the kind of title that we came up with, because the way I see it, I think that there is this narrative that stress is something that we just deal with and manage, and that's kind of what we do, right? We manage stress. We find our tools and strategies for managing stress because life is stressful. That's kind of the narrative. That's kind of the mindset. That's kind of the belief system that most of us are working with. Within. And we're kind of hoping to open the mind, open the eyes, shift perspective a little bit into more of the realm of limitless possibilities when life doesn't have to be stressful. Stressors exist, but stress physiologically that we experience is a choice. And we can, as we'll be talking about, become more sensitive to stress so that we can literally transcend it, step beyond it, or fall free from it in any moment. So that's, I think, the opportunity, the possibility for us all. And I don't know who's calling me, but I've been getting a lot of junk calls lately, and I'm not going to worry about it right now. Silence that thought.
Yes.
So I think before we go any further, I think we'll just speak briefly to the obvious fact of why we're talking about stress. And we know, as we've already brought up, how stress affects our physiology. And to really simplify it,
It's like our physiologic system is either operating in its peaceful default state, or it's operating with the stress switch flipped on, which is going to interfere with all of the functions from metabolism to detoxification to regeneration to repair to immunity. And all of these things just get a little discombobulated when we throw the hormones and molecules of stress into the mix.
Right. Yes. If we're going to bring in some scientific language here, these two kind of modes of stress or relaxation are also known as the sympathetic nervous system of the branch and the parasympathetic nervous system. So
you know, that's just kind of probably as much as we need to say, right? About like the, you know, stress hurts us, peace heals us, to put it as crudely and simply as we could.
But first, I'll just add one more little piece to this. You know, so many people, I think, put so much judgment on our stress response, right? Because, yes, it's true that chronic stress doesn't support the healing process like relaxation does. However, it's important that we realize that our body's stress response is there for a reason. It is there to keep us alive. Our fight, flight, freeze response is there to help us run from any threats that come our way. But the thing to know is that we were really designed to experience the results of that stress response from time to time, here and there, for short periods of time.
Yeah.
Not chronically, every moment of every day, day in and day out, like so many people now are experiencing. Just this ongoing low-grade stress response coming, you know, stimulated from very normal day occurrences, like going to work and being in traffic and being plugged into the news and TV and so on.
Well, just to pause right there and just be more articulate, in because what I heard you say is these normal everyday occurrences are causing stress. But just to intervene for a second and suggest that it's not the normal everyday occurrences that are causing stress, but the thoughts and perceptions and state of mind that we have in the normal everyday occurrences that's leading to stress.
Yes.
So that's probably the most important piece that we'll dig into and dissect a little bit further. But before we do, I think, you know, just to highlight the fact that you brought up, Dr. Susanna, about just the benefits of stress, the benefits, I should say, of the sympathetic nervous system to turn on in a measured and precise way so that we can survive. And that's what it's there for. And it's simply being misused and abused in modern world. And it wasn't designed to be used this way. And what we experience right now and what we're witnessing right now in terms of the chronic disease epidemic, it has to do with lifestyle, right? It has everything to do with lifestyle. And I think a lot of people focus 100% on nutrition and maybe like mitigating environmental exposures. And yes, that's so important. But when we're talking about lifestyle, it's like we said, the whole food plant-based and the stress-free, both aspects of the community here. And we can, you know, so many people have the obstacles lying in mindset in addition to nutrition. So we have to look 360 degrees all around and do so mindfully and compassionately. So, yeah.
All right.
What's next, Dr. Suze?
Well, let's carry on from when you're just giving us a little sneak peek into really what we really want to talk about today, which is that many of us walk around on a daily basis thinking that our stress comes from the traffic or the job the neighbor or the this or the that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking back to filling out like naturopathic doctors and holistic health practitioners have really great intake forms. And I remember filling one out one day and it was like, you know, rate your scale, your stress on a scale from 1 to 10, and then rate what stresses you? You know, is
your
it
your sources of stress?
Your sources of stress. Is it your finances? Is it your relationships? Is it work, like whatever? And those are the big ones, right? Like work, relationships, finances. But really, if work caused stress, then everyone who was a quote-unquote in a quote-unquote stressful job would be experiencing quote-unquote stress, like 100% of the time, right? So what's a stressful job? How about a firefighter? If firefighting caused stress, then every firefighter would be rating their stress from their work at a 10 or whatever. But chances are a lot of firefighters are going to work each day not from a place of overwhelm or fear or, you know, despising what they're doing, but from a place of of purpose and connection to something greater. And then of course they run into the fiery building and they're flooded with the sympathetic stress hormones, but then they come back to peace because they're not overthinking and overanalyzing and judging what they should be doing and judging how much life sucks, and they don't have this stressful narrative. You know, that's what causes the long-term background stress that really interferes and influences our health and well-being.
Yeah, so really what we're talking about here is that a lot of people have this understanding in life that what we consider to be called the outside-in perspective on life, that our feelings are dependent on what is going on outside of ourselves. So, you know, I feel sad because so-and-so said this mean thing to me, or I feel afraid because there's a storm outside, or I feel angry because someone cut me off driving. But there's this really, really crucial piece we need to recognize. Yeah.
We are so indoctrinated into this outside-in perspective. I mean, I am, speaking for myself. For example, if Susanna looks in what we might call a low mood, what I might call a low mood, what she might call a low mood, if Susanna appears to be in a low mood, then I will say, Susanna, what's wrong? Susanna, what's wrong? What's wrong? That's like implying that there's something wrong outside of ourselves, that if only that wasn't there, then Susanna would be okay. And so we're so indoctrinated in our society to live in a way where we are misbelieving the source of our feelings and well-being, misattributing the cause as outside of ourselves, but it has everything to do with how our state of mind is moment to moment to moment. And that's not to say that we should strive to have a perfect state of mind in any moment, but it really helps to understand where our experience is coming from so that we can have a little bit more levity and understanding, and not feel overwhelmed and disempowered, but rather empowered in our well-being moment to moment.
Yeah, I mean, how disempowering is it to be completely dependent on outside sources, not only, you know, for the bad moods, but also for the good moods, right?
Yeah.
So the missing factor here that really supports us in having more of that empowering understanding of where our human experience comes from is in our thoughts. So rather than saying, oh, I'm angry because this person cut me off while I was driving, the reality of what is happening in that situation is that someone cut me off driving and that sparked some thoughts in my mind.
I'm having angry thoughts relating to what that person did.
Exactly.
But you could also have peaceful, loving thoughts and thoughts of gratitude for what that person did.
I mean, you can just think of a scenario where you're in the driver's seat, I'm in the passenger seat, and someone cuts you off, and you feel angry, and I'm there in the passenger seat terrified because I'm like, holy crap, what just happened? And those are two different responses to the exact same event. Yeah. So that just goes to show that a human experience or a human response is not dependent on what happened outside. It is dependent on the quality of the thinking the person has in that moment. Yeah. So it might be an angry flavor, it might be a scared flavor, or it might be a compassionate flavor. Yeah. Oh, I guess that person is just in a rush. That's okay. You know, we're all doing our best in every moment or whatever.
And the message is not to say that the angry flavor is bad and the compassionate flavor is good and we should all be peace and love all the time and everything's all hunky-dory all the time. The reality is, and the message is, that it's okay to have every single flavor of the emotional spectrum in one moment. Not that that's possible, maybe, to feel everything in one moment, but maybe one moment we feel this and one moment we feel that and one moment we feel something in between. But knowing that it's just a matter of what is flowing through our thought realm, our personal thinking realm in a moment. Yeah. And that, like, once we understand that feeling or that symptom or feeling or emotion is just a representation of state of mind, then it's like, oh, it's like we go from being completely entrenched and entangled with the human experience that we're living in to having a little bit of space where we can rest and relax and have some perspective. And in that space, there's room for common sense, fresh thinking, insight, and we just kind of exhale, maybe let it go, maybe not, maybe we choose to hold on to it for another moment or two, but the possibility is there because we're not controlled by outside forces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the name of this episode is Ascending Through Stress, and what that means to me, as we were coming up with that name, really what it made me think of is how our body's feedback of stressful feelings or even stressful emotions, while we might kind of judge it as bad, because yeah, it's not comfortable, that's for sure, but the stress response is actually a blessing. It's actually a gift, and it actually supports us in that ascension or growth process as we are deepening our understanding as to where our human experience comes from, and in that we see the truth of really who we really are.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a good point. So let's kind of shift the direction and talk about how we can use stress and the symptoms of stress in order to promote and help us to actually move in a direction of growth. So that we're not, I guess the visual that comes to me is like, we're not like staying in the stress hamster wheel, you know, just stressing ourselves. That's not to say we're never going to be stress-free. In fact, you know, it might be a misnomer that it is plant-based and stress-free, because we experience stress, but we have a relationship and understanding of stress that allows us to transcend and grow, so that maybe what stressed us last week is kind of like in the background, and then we are learning from what's stressing us now, right? Because I think maybe as we, you know, I feel like most people who have more age, most people who have more years on the planet tend to be lower stress. Tend to. That's maybe a big generalization, but it's a natural phenomenon of living and experiencing life. We realize that, hey, we're probably going to get through this one. We're probably going to get through that one. We're probably going to survive what we feel like is just so overwhelming, right? We've got the experience. What if we can kind of get ahead of the curve, so that we're not running ourselves weary, and so that we tap into that infinite wisdom that's available now rather than wait for some huge life, you know, existential learning experience.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's such thing as like preventative spiritual growth.
Yeah. So, you know, a few things come to mind when we talk about how stress can actually really be a blessing in helping us to grow and to evolve. And, you know, I just want to kind of paint the picture of something that I think is really common for all humans to experience, where, you know, we're in a quote unquote stressful situation where we're having a thought storm of stressful or anxious thinking or angry thinking or whatever the flavor is, but we have a storm of lots of thoughts. And what that translates to in the physical body is generally a feeling of kind of constriction, tension. Maybe it's different for everyone. Yeah.
And it is, I think that the opportunity is to really tune into what stress feels like.
Exactly.
Because I think that there's, once again, this message that we should just toughen up and be more resilient and just bear with it. And just like, you know, your blood pressure might raise, but you just power through. But that's one way of doing things that might result in physiologic consequences, especially when experienced chronic long-term. The other way of doing things is to lower your threshold to stress, lower your sensitivity to stress, so that even the slightest tingling of your pinky finger just gets you to become curious. It doesn't get you to want to like fix everything in like control everything, but it just wakes you up. So and wakes you up to the present moment and gets you from thought world where stress exists. Stress lives in thought world. It gets you from thought world into the real world. Into the real world.
Present moment.
Into the present moment.
Yeah, and I love your story, Dr. Ben, where you described how, you know, you started the podcast a couple years ago, and I never heard from you at all about nervousness before interviewing guests. It seemed like you just show up and you just did it. And I always thought, oh, I guess he's just, you know, he's just really good and confident in that regard.
I've got severe confidence, self-esteem issues.
But it wasn't until like a year and a half ago or so when you realized, oh, I feel a little bit nervous. There was a couple of interviews where you're like, I've been feeling a little bit nervous before each interview.
Clammy hands and like, you know, kind of something in my tummy.
And someone might look at that and think, oh, regression. Oh, he used to be confident and now he's, yeah.
I thought like, what happened to me? I'm falling apart. I feel like I'm dropping the ball. I feel like I'm exactly regressing.
Yes. But really, what was happening is that you were becoming more attuned with your body's messages.
Yeah.
Communicating.
I used to be really good. Yeah. I used to be really good at holding it together. How many of you are good at holding it together? Yeah, just hold it together. And the way I see it is like that's a great way, you know, we can all hold it together, but not in any sort of sustainable, healthy way for any period of time, right? So the way I see it is like the healthy, sustainable way is not holding it together, but letting it all go and becoming sensitive to what's real, which is the feelings of the present moment, and realizing that the feelings of the present moment are only a representation of state of mind in the present moment. And it's like, okay, once again, that space enough to disengage. What helps me personally is let out a little bit of an exhale just as like a symbolic representation of that space, and also physiologic dropping into parasympathetic peace mode. And everything is, there's new perspective, there's new insight.
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest insights that I had really in realizing stress and the power that it had over me and my experience is that I realized that the more I'm okay with what I'm feeling, the less power stress has over me, the less power any of these kind of events that I think are upsetting me actually have over me. And, you know, what it's been looking like recently is, you know, I'll feel a feeling of tension or anxiety or whatever. And rather than just trying to get into psychological fix-it mode or process mode or whatever it is, just really focus on the feeling and remind myself, oh, it's actually okay for me to feel this. It's really just it's just energy moving through my body right now.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier to let it go in those scenarios too. You know, it's so true. When you're telling your story about, like, how many of us just try to hold it together, it reminded me of when we were in medical school and learning how to draw blood. I ended up learning to love drawing blood. But in the beginning, I was nervous learning this new skill that involved needles and bodily fluids. And I remember going into, we called it stab lab. I remember going into stab lab and, like, doing all these mental gymnastics, like, Susanna, you got this. You're not nervous. You're totally capable. You got this, you know. And I went in, and I didn't actually feel nervous. And then I went to go inject the needle, and my hand is like this.
I think I've been the patient for that before.
Yeah. And so it's like we try to trick ourselves and muscle through and not feel the feelings we're feeling, but it's going to manifest in the body somewhere, whether it's high blood pressure, whether it's chronic digestive issues, whether it's whatever, you know? But if then I learned, you know what? I'm just going to let myself feel the nervousness and be okay with it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in the present moment, and then I go to do the task that needs to be done. And because I'm so present, the jitteries go away. I'm just in the focusing on what I need to do, and the nervousness melts away because once again I'm in the present moment focusing on what I have to do.
So I think we could go on and on talking about how we've all had the experience of going from stress to peace and or peace to stress. So that's universal to all of humanity, to have this experience, this ever forever changing spectrum of human experience somewhere between peace and stress and all the different flavors.
Yeah. But the big point I'd like to make, at least in this episode, is once again that feelings of stress aren't bad.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're broken. Doesn't mean something needs to be fixed. It means you're a human, and it's really just messages from your body or your feeling state telling you where your thinking is, that your thinking is either in an anxious or an angry or a whatever kind of state.
Well, I'm getting a little anxious and angry right now because I wanted to wrap this up.
All right.
So the point being that humans are powerful creatures. And I think that our most powerful superpower is simply the state of mind that we have access to in every moment. And it's not beyond us. We are not at the whim of the universe or the stars or the, you know, even though Susanna really likes astrology and everything, those all those factors might influence us. The weather might influence the direction of our thinking. The what's going on in the world might influence the direction of our thinking. But the ultimate deciding factor that influences our well-being is the thoughts that we believe to be true and the stories that we make up for ourselves. And yes, we are all making up stories. And are you enjoying the story that you're telling yourself? Are you not enjoying the story that you're telling yourself? I think it really helps to understand that, hey, it's just a story. I can drop out of this one, give it a rest, maybe plug into a new story when wisdom strikes. We don't have to take things so darn seriously. So speaking of that, we've been going for almost a half hour. And any other announcements before we wrap things up here?
Yeah, we have another Whole Food Plant-Based Challenge coming right around the corner.
Registration is not quite open. We got to tie up some loose ends.
But it will be starting April 26th. So mark your calendar and look out for registration details. Next week, we should have those ready for you.
Yeah.
And we look forward to seeing you next week for another Medicinal Monday.
Yeah, and another quick plug for the Alter Health Cleanse, which you can't join us this time because we're in the midst of it, and we're in phase one right now, and it's going really well from where I sit.
We've got 63 or 64 cleansers with us.
So it's a great cleanse, and just we hope to maybe inspire or excite you or get you feeling like you're missing out and you want to be a part of it next time. No, just kidding. You're in control of your thinking. But it's a great thing that maybe you can drop into next time.
July.
In July.
For our midsummer cleanse.
So that's about it in terms of ascending through stress. We did it. We ascended through stress in this moment. And that's all it is, right? Moment-to-moment ascension through stress into the present moment. Because stress doesn't live anywhere, or stress lives only not in the present moment. Stress never lives in the present moment. That's what I'm trying to say. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. What's your story, Susanna? Is that it?
That's great.
All right. Peace and love, you guys. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.